Hey everybody, welcome to the first ever Siege Team 1 Gaming Podcast. I am your host, T-Shaw, here. Let me be the first to say, welcome to the show. Welcome everybody to the first episode of Siege Talk, brought to you by Siege Team 1 Gaming. I am your host, T-Shaw, and with me today is WB. Thanks for joining us. Today on Siege Talk, we're going to hit up the recent addition to the technical test servers and see what Ubisoft has been up to there. This is going to include the Cap Cannon Blitz buff, the new recoil system they're talking about adding to the guns, and the physics mechanic that they're trying to work on. Also, we will give a quick recap of what happened in Pro League this week, and last, WB and I will give our analysis on where Siege is right now with the current meta and how it has changed for the good. Once again, this podcast is brought to you by Siege Team 1 Gaming. Go check us out on YouTube at Siege Team 1 Gaming. So this week, hitting the technical test servers, Ubisoft has brought us some big news. They dropped the bomb on us that Cap Cannon Blitz might be getting buffs. It seems like here the Cap Cannon is getting the most work done to him, as he hit the gym and is now a 2-speed operator compared to a 1-speed as before. Clips of him on YouTube rushing around the map like a wannabe bandit are kind of comical. He's running around more than ever, and his traps also got some lovin' too. He now has more of them, 5 instead of 3, but they do less damage now. Before, you could run into a trap and it would do 100 damage. It would kill you every time you walked through it. Now, they do 40 to 60, depending on where you are when you walk through it. If you are running a conga line in the past, and there was 5 of you, and 3 of you walked through the door, all 3 of you were dead. Now, depending on where you are, the damage is done according to your aspect of where you are in the door. If you're the guy running through the door, you're going to get a total of 60 damage. If you're kind of behind a little bit, then you're going to get about 40. So the traps do between about 60 and 40 damage, depending on where you are. In my opinion, I don't see this as a buff, the buff that he needs. Merely a lateral move in his ability as a defending operator. Going off a little off topic, everyone knows this new season of Blood Orchid has brought some changes to the Siege community that were controversial. The one that I was affected by the most was the removal of the ACOG from Bandit and Jaeger. Here is where this ties into the conversation. If Ubisoft truly wanted to buff Capcan, give him an ACOG. There wouldn't be any reason to change his speed or add more traps, but give him an ACOG and remove the laser and his picks would skyrocket. The other operator to get a buff is Blitz. When the game first came out, Blitz was almost useless. His beach ball-sized head was too easy to hit. Anyone with a brainstem on the other team knew that stay back and spray at a shield, and odds were you were going to get a headshot. After you get your headshot, you could run around and be on your merry way. Ubisoft heard this criticism and changed his hitbox a bit, making him more of a viable pick on offense. Changing his hitbox didn't make him a go-to pick, however, it changed him from being a never-would-I-ever pick to certain situations could call for him. Now Ubisoft is giving him the ability to walk faster with a shield up. This buff I like. He will now be able to chase people down after he flashes people without having to drop his shield and die. This is big. I can't tell you how many times that I've flashed someone and they take off running so I follow suit and die from the other team roaming together. I'm not complaining, it is a good team play that kills me, however, it would be nice to go after somebody with my shield still in front of my face. I mean, that's the point of a shield operator. I'm not saying this buff is going to make a Blitz a go-to operator every game, however, it will help him with his picks. I know I certainly will pick him more if the buff goes live. Once again, this is the TTS, and these buffs are not out right now. Here's where I bring in WB to give us his take on the new operators on the TTS. He's watched a lot of tape on the new operators. What's your opinion on the new buffs coming out?
I really don't like Capcan's quote-unquote buff. I don't believe it's going to change the game much, if at all. I think him having more traps will be annoying. Other than that, I don't think it's going to do much of anything for him. I don't think it's going to improve his pick rate or anything like that. if you really wanted to change Kapkin, I agree with you. Putting an ACOG sight on his gun, number one, would be a huge thing. Making him a two-speed operator, I don't think that improves him anymore, just because he's, you know, so physically big. He has a big hitbox. You know, being a two-speed running around, yeah, it might make it a little bit harder to hit, but he's so big, it's not going to make much of a difference. You know, looking at his traps, upping him from 3 to 5, that is what it is. I don't think that improves it. It's already hard enough to get all your barricades down and put all 3 traps down now as it is, so I don't think 5 is going to really change stuff unless you sped up how quickly he puts them down. Then, you know, if you really want to change his traps, you know, you should be able to put them anywhere, you know, across the hallway. You know, I think that'd be a big change right there. You know, taking the laser away is a huge thing, I think. But other than that, I don't really see it being a buff for his traps.
Do you think him being able to move faster is going to change the fact that you're going to be able to put your traps more spread out? Because in the past, he's so slow that you have a lot to do in the, you know, in the pre-defense round, basically. You put up your traps, you put up your barricades, you drop your barbed wire. He couldn't do it all. I mean, you were almost a minute into the round by time he was able to do everything and finally sit down and be the anchor that he is. So giving him 2-speed now instead of 1-speed, do you think that'll change him being able to put all of his traps down more?
Definitely not if you up it to 5. Maybe with 3, but I mean you're still going to be putting stuff up once the round begins, which usually isn't a big deal. People don't usually get in that quickly. There's a couple maps where you can, but if you play ranked only, you're not going to run into that.
Well, especially on the current meta, everybody's slowing down now because of the Legion and the Yings and the Ellas. Everybody's slowing down a little bit. It doesn't seem like you get those rushes right off the bat anymore. So I think, you know, I can see what you're saying. I totally agree with you. The 5 traps might be a little excessive. Tell me what you think about Blitz.
I do like the Blitz buff. I think that's going to be big. You know, being able to move quickly while your shield is up, and also being able to flash with it like that also. Now that takes you out of that fast moving state, but I think that's okay because you'll be able to ADS and you know, hopefully get that kill when the opponent's flashed, unless you're very unlucky and, you know, get killed by an errant shot, which it does happen, not very often. I think it's also going to be big for teams who like to use the shields to push. They just get right behind Blitz, go, he flashes. Everybody else behind you is good, you know, your teammates, so you just go in there, mow down your opponents, call it good. I think it's going to be very situational still when you want to use that shield or not, and it's going to, you know, just be certain rooms on certain maps. However, I think it's a change for the better. Makes him a more viable operator. You might see more shield play, which is always interesting.
Do you think we just discussed it, slowing the meta down. Do you think slowing of the meta down is going to make shields more useful?
Not necessarily. One of my thoughts on the, you know, things being slower now than they were before, which is good, but I think we're gonna have some more issues in rank. Rank's always gonna be more fast paced, which is what we primarily play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our group, and you know, going, you have that extra minute in casual, so you're gonna see a lot slower playing casual.
Yeah.
You know, I think the whole reason this whole, you know, 3-speed, you know, use 3-speed operators as many as you can came about was because they went from 3 minutes or 4 minutes to 3 minutes in ranked. Right now, I think one of the reasons it's so slow in ranked is, and I think it's a good thing, is because you're playing almost all balanced maps, or you are playing all balanced maps. They're very balanced for offense and defense. There's lots of, you know, ins and outs, lots of places to rotate, places to hide. So offense has to be a little more cautious. And I think that's a really good thing, especially especially for ranked, you can still see a little bit of rushing casual playing, you know, if you play house or plane, which I kind of, I actually despise both those maps anymore. They used to be my favorite maps, and now I just absolutely cannot stand them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one of the things that I did like about the Blood Orchid DLC that dropped. I really like the map balancing. I think that it's a good thing that ranked players, that ranked matches are only on a certain number of maps, and they're the best maps that Ubisoft has put out for Rainbow Six. I think that that's great. It's great for the game. At first, I was kind of hesitant on it. I wasn't sure how I felt about it. You know, there's something to say about playing favelas and kind of have, you know, living that era of that season that came out. But you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't a balanced map. You would go in and it just seemed like either offense was really good on that map or defense was really good on that map. It never was balanced. It always seemed like that one team was always kind of kicking some ass. If you knew what you were doing on favelas, then you were going to win. And I feel like that the new system where there's only 9 maps to pick from, or 10, I think, because the new map got included at the last minute. The 10 maps that you can pick, I think that's a good thing. I think Ubisoft went right in picking that. As far as this week goes in Rainbow Six Pro League, we're going to put a link in the description, and that way you guys can check out for yourselves the stats and the scores from this week. However, we are going to suggest a few videos for you guys to go check out. This week in the European League, you can check out Ents Esports versus the Mysterious Monkeys. That game went 2-0, but it was a lot of fun to watch. Ents looked like their old self. Again, they looked like they just went in and dominated. They showed a lot of practice compared to last season. I would say last season they didn't look like they were very well-versed. I don't know if it was just off or if they just didn't put a lot of practice in or whatever, but they looked like their old self, like their old Sifu days. Also, you can check out Snook and Nose versus Supremacy. That game was good. It was back and forth the entire time. There was a lot of action in it, and it went kind of down to the wire almost between having to go. It ended up going to that third map, and it was a lot of fun. You should also WB is going to suggest one for you in the Latin League.
Yes, the Ents Esports versus Nox Gaming. That game also went 2-0, but it was a very, very competitive game. A lot of fun to watch. Just excellent. Really interesting tactics from both teams. It's always interesting to see how Latin America plays versus European, and it's much different than North American, the North American League. And in the North American League, you should check out Continuum. I believe they played Flipside Tactics. Continuum looked like they did, and this week when they won the Invitational.
So going back to the technical test server, we're going to talk about the new recoil system. What is the new recoil system?
So the new recoil system is something they're trying to do with all the weapons in this game. So any gun you pick up now, they all have a different recoil pattern. Which I think is actually pretty good and interesting. What they want to do is make it predictable. So you can pick up any gun, and if you can master that gun, you'll know exactly how that gun's going to recoil. And I believe they kind of decided to do it by classes, if I'm correct. So like they wanted to kind of group up different weapons to recoil in a similar way instead of just every gun having their own specific recoil pattern. And they went and did that in the technical test servers, and they had a lot of negative feedback, was what I understood.
Yeah, so I follow Ubisoft and Rainbow Six on Reddit, and actually Ubisoft posted this yesterday to the Reddit page. It says, "We want to thank you all for taking the time to test the new recoil values on the TTS, as well as provide us with your feedback." I'm sure they got a lot of negative feedback. It also says, "We discussed the new recoil system this morning with our designers and have a bit of insight to share with you. Your concerns regarding randomness of bullet spray as well as how the guns feel have been heard by our developers, and we're taking that into account. You have also pointed out that this could potentially lead to a rise of macros, which we will also be exploring. These changes to recoil patterns are one of the solutions we found that would result in correcting the alignment issue, but there may be other options to explore. We're going to continue looking at other ways to manage this, and we'll be testing those changes to the future TTS builds. This is not the type of change that we're in a rush to produce, and we're going to take our time to ensure that it will work well when the developers make it go live. Overall, we're very glad that we have been able to test this first iteration of the recoil changes on the TTS and gather feedback on it. The TTS is extremely valuable for testing gameplay changes of this nature. We've taken the feedback provided during this TTS phase and working on a second iteration of the recoil pattern. So what that sounds like to me is they have no idea what the hell they're going to do with the recoil patterns. If you watch some of the videos on YouTube, you know, WB here, you know, kind of prompted me to check out some of these videos. You watch some of the really good YouTubers go from the technical test servers back to regular gameplay. And I think you pointed out it was Macy J. He went and he played regular, you know, not on the technical test server. He played really well like he always does. Then goes in the TTS, gathers all the information that he needs to on the new recoil system. Learned it and then went back and he was garbage. Not garbage. I mean, he was
struggling to play well. He felt like he didn't have any. His aim was so off he couldn't aim.
I don't want to say Macy J's garbage because Macy J is twice, three times the player that I'll ever be on this game. But he himself, you know, quoted himself as having garbage aim. He just didn't play well. He wasn't happy with the way things were. In a sense, it's his own fault that he went to TTS and comes back. But I mean, that's the point of the TTS, to go there, check it out, see what's going on, and then provide your feedback. Now, WB and I play console, and so we don't have the same luxuries as what, PC players have and having the ability to go check stuff out in the TTS. So for us, we can just watch videos, basically, and report on it. And that's kind of what we're doing here, is we watch some videos. Nobody really seemed to like the recoil patterns. I've heard, you know, some things about, like, the SMG9. I watched Matimio play with it a little bit ago, and when he just held the SMG9 down, it made the Harry Potter scar. So if you've ever seen Harry Potter and saw the scar on his dome, he literally drew the Harry Potter scar up the wall with the SMG9. You know, how are you supposed to master that?
Yeah, I don't know, and I remember yesterday, I remember something very specific watching Serenity stream, and everybody in the stream agreed with him, or that was in his group playing, that they had played technical test server earlier, if not earlier in the week or whenever that was, and he had played Ying. And anybody who plays Ying now in just the normal game knows that her gun has just ridiculous amounts of recoil. I guess in the TTS, her gun had little to no recoil.
Which, that's huge, because that gun is basically a light machine gun. I mean, it is a light machine gun for that aspect. And you can, what, does she have like 70 rounds or 80 rounds to play with a light machine gun? So for her to not have a big amount of recoil, I think that's kind of crazy.
I just kind of want to touch on why they're looking at this new recoil system. And part of the problem they looked into was the misalignment with the aim when you aim down sights. This is something I think that if they just fix, I think I don't have a problem with the recoil system as is, but the misalignment is kind of very frustrating. And what they mean by this is when you aim down sights, where you're aiming, that gun is not always going to shoot. And a lot of people contributed this to hit registration, which sometimes it was hit registration, sometimes it's because of this misalignment, and because of how their algorithm for firing the gun, where it's going to jump to. It's random, it's not planned out, and they think that making it a predictable recoil pattern as opposed to it being randomly generated every time you shoot any weapon is going to be better. I can agree and disagree with this. I think either way you know what you're going to expect. If it's random, it could be random. If they fix the misalignment issue, I think it'll be a lot better. So you see, hey, I know I just shot that guy right in the head, but it did nothing. Well, that's most likely a misalignment issue. Hit registration shouldn't be a big deal anymore because of the new server updates.
Yeah. So I know one of the things we can talk about with this is if you look at, like, if you're firing the Deagle, you're playing Valkyrie or Blackbeard, and you have the Deagle, and you compare it to, like, the SIG that one of the German operators carry, they fire differently. The Deagle, you throw your gun halfway through the ceiling every time you shoot the gun, so that recoil is there. You don't know how it's going to react every time, but you should have an idea that it's going to play different than the SIG that the German operators carry. So I think, yeah, the recoil system, I think, I don't necessarily think that it's a bad thing, the random recoil system.
It's more realistic that way.
Yeah. Now, I can see the other side of it. You know, I was watching some videos this week, and I heard some people talking about, you know, the pro league people, the people that play this game on a daily basis. They, you know, the people that make a living off this game, really, they can master every aspect of the game except the recoil, because the recoil is random. It's the only random aspect of the game. You know, you throw a grenade, it's going to go where you tell it to throw it. You throw a C4, it's going to go where you tell it to throw it. You know, you run, it's going to run. The only random part of the game so far is the recoil system. So I understand that aspect of it, but my opinion, it's not broke, so don't try and fix it. Because obviously, you know, you go and you play the TTS, and it's different than what it is now. And so maybe that's just it takes time to get used to. But, you know, my opinion is I don't think that it's that big of a deal. You know, I know that they're all about the Pro League, and Ubisoft is about the Pro League, and it's important because it's so fun to watch Pro League and watch those guys, you know, play on a professional basis. But the majority of their audience, I think, that they're trying to hit is the people that aren't Pro League that you're going to, you know, upset. You know, I know that you need to keep people happy and everything. However, you know, the majority of your people aren't Pro League players, and I think that the randomness is okay.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think the one thing that they need to look into fixing is just the misalignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. There's been a lot of times where I headshot that guy. Well, in reality, no, you didn't. And you know, you blame it on for lag or hit registration or whatever you want to chalk it up to. Sometimes I just straight up miss people. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best player in the world by any stretch of the imagination, because I'm not. The other thing that the technical test server was testing out was the new physics mechanics that they're trying to work on. I don't know how many times I've watched people on YouTube or me playing myself jumping through windows or trying to, you know, like hug a wall and trying to go around and go in, you know, a door or something like that, and I get stuck. You know, I'm literally stuck on the window sill. Like, I jump in and I can't proceed. I can't move into the window. I can't move back out of the window. I can't crouch. I can't do anything. And so basically I'm just sitting in a window asking to be shot, pretty much. I'm hugging a wall and I'm going around the corner, you know, I'm trying to go around a wall and into a door or something like that, and I'm stuck on something random. I can't proceed. You know, I can back up, I can move to the side, but I can't sit on the wall and walk around to the corner. So that's one of the things that they're trying to fix, is this physics mechanic, is about how things are working. You know, there's still some issues. You know, Operation Health was huge. I think the overall, after we, you know, Blood Orchid's been out for 2 weeks,
yeah,
something like that. And so I think Operation Health is generally an overall success. However, there's still bugs. There's still issues with the game right now. You know, I've watched and had this happen to me where I go to put like a breach charge on a wall, hit the breach charge, and it does nothing. It just kind of blows up, makes a nice big boom, throws up a lot of smoke and dust and everything like that, and then it turns out that the wall is still intact. That's frustrating. That, you know, and I get that it's a video game, it's not going to work right every time. However, it's supposed to, so I want it to, you know. That's just kind of, you know, that's my opinion on it. I think that there is some bugs that need fixing, and one of the... This is a pet peeve of mine, and I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about this too, is in ranked right now, the map bank. I'm tired of the people crawling into the maps. I mean, it's not only bank that it's happened to, but it seems like bank has been the frequent bullshit map. It's between, you know, couple patches ago where Valkyrie was able to run outside and throw her camera up over the top of a building, and then she could see everything on bank. And then all of a sudden you're able to crawl into the map, and then you're able to shoot people, and you can't shoot back. You have no idea where the hell these people are crawling around in the floorboards. My opinion is it's bullshit. You can't play the game right. You don't need to be playing it at all. That's my opinion. However, you know, for those people that like to exploit that shit, Ubisoft needs to fix it. I think those are some fixes that need fixed right now. The being able to crawl into a map and shoot people out of the map. I know that I've vaulted over some things and ended up falling through the bottom of the map a couple of times.
Done that too.
Yeah, it's it's ridiculous. You know, some of the things that have happened that way. And like I said, it's a video game. Not everything is going to be perfect every single time. However, let's go, Ubisoft. Get your shit together. Like, this should be fixed by now. Like, you shouldn't be able to crawl into maps. You shouldn't be able to, you know, fall through a map or, you know, deploy a drone and a drone fall into the Neverworld that is below a map. So, the last thing we're going to talk about today, WB and I are going to go over and kind of give you where we think the current meta is and how it's changed. My opinion has changed for the good. Maybe WB here has a different opinion on it. And so what's your opinion on the current meta?
My opinion is I don't know that it's changed a whole lot yet. and just for this simple fact that, like you said before, it's Blood Orchids has only been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But just about every single time, unless you're actually just, you know, playing straight up competitively, you know, you're gonna see the new operators every single time. Now, I think the defensive operators have changed the game way more than Ying has or ever will. That's just my personal opinion. I think her gadget is very cool, but it's just so extremely situational.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's harder to use. It doesn't act like a normal. It doesn't act like a normal grenade. It doesn't feel solid when you throw it. It kind of lobs a little bit. I could kind of compare it to like you're throwing a softball versus like a wiffle ball. You know, you throw a grenade, and it feels like a softball. You know, you're throwing it, and it goes where you want it to go. But when you throw Ying's Candela, you know, charge, it kind of lags a little bit almost. It kind of floats through the air, and I get that it's different. You know, it's got to be different. It can't be the same. But yeah, I would agree that Ying is not as effective as a Legion or an Ella.
And you know, I remember Ubisoft saying the whole reason they wanted to come out with these new trap operators was to help slow the game down. And then you make someone like Ella, who is a three speed one armor operator with a Evo, yeah. Scorpion Evo with a 50 round mag that just can run around and terrorize people.
Yeah, sure. She's kind of overpowered. I mean, I think that there are times when I think it's a good idea. My favorite operator so far is out of the new ones is Legion. He's my favorite. I like his gun. I like his traps. Ella, she's just a kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, she's basically an Ashe that's on defense now. She's so fast. She's got a little hitbox.
And I like Ella. I think she's a good.
Yeah.
I think she's a good, you know, a good new part of the game.
Yeah.
And you know she is that Ashe counter, quote unquote, with you know the way you can play her. You know, the way people play Ashe, you can play Ella the exact same way. Yeah. You know, I don't think she's part of the new slow the game down the way they imagine her, but I think Legion definitely is. He has very excellent SMG, and I do like the trap.
Do you think Ella's overpowered?
I think if you made her clip 30 rounds, she wouldn't be.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that her speed is fine, and her ability is great. I like her ability, being able to kind of put down charges wherever you want.
She doesn't need 50 rounds in a magazine, though.
Or if she does have 50 rounds in a magazine, the recoil needs to be a lot higher on the gun. I think that that gun, and I haven't played Ella a ton. I've been able to play her a couple of times, but because of the team we play with, you know, I you know, we have our certain people that we pick that are really good with certain characters, and I'm not. I just haven't picked up Ella a lot yet. So, but I think the gun. I mean, it feels like the gun is really controllable.
Well, if you're burst firing, yes.
Yeah.
If you just go in and rip with that gun, it's a beach ball size recoil pattern. It's a very wide recoil pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But you have 50 rounds, and I forget how fast the gun shoots exactly, but I believe it's over 1,000 rounds a minute.
So it's like same aspect as like Mira. You know, same thing as like the stupid Vector that she's got.
Hers is much more accurate. The Vector is.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's where, you know, I think the meta right now is you know, they're aiming to slow it down. I think that's the reason why Capcan is getting his buff the way that he is. I think that I think that they're going more towards these new defense operators are more of an alert, hey, look, they're coming from over here kind of operators. Yeah, they do damage, but they don't kill people. I don't know if Ubisoft is going soft on us. They're trying to get, you know, they're trying not to kill people now with the new operators. But, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at like a frost trap downs somebody. You can't go anywhere. They can't move. They're there. They're stuck. Capcan used to kill people with his traps. Now all of a sudden, they can kill people, but it's more of a maim, not kill, kind of a trap. And that's the new operators too. So, I don't know. Hopefully they make things a little bit the buff to Capcan. I hope they keep his damage where it was. Remove the laser. You know, we'll say it again. I think the way you buff Capcan right now is you don't make him as fast. You don't add more traps. You leave him at a speed that he is, and you put an ACOG on that SMG of his. And
that's the absolute easiest thing to do.
And get rid of the laser. The new, you know, Ubisoft says that the new meta that they're trying to go for is a slowed down game. That's great. I agree. You know, slow it down a little bit. I play better when things are slowed down. I am not a run and gun kind of guy. I play back. In fact, I play anchors a lot. So slowing it down is if that's what they're after, then leaving Capcan the way that he is, I think is the best idea. Well, guys, that is all the time that we have for you today. We want to say thank you so much for joining us on the first ever Siege Team 1 Gaming podcast. Go check us out on YouTube at Siege Team 1 Gaming or our Facebook page at SGT1 on Facebook. Once again, thanks again, guys, and have a good one.